CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Oh, hey, Dolly, look at you. What are you doing up and dressed so early in the morning?
Oh, good morning, Dolly. I just woke up, so, you know, thought I might as well get up.
Yeah, excuse me, why are you so dressed up? Thought Mr. Whitaker was going to pick up you and Aunt Effie and Betsy and drive out somewhere north of Rome to some old Etruscan excavation.
Yes. I think he is. He said he'd pick us up early.
Well, but he says you're dolled up fit to kill. You're going to prowl around some excavations in high heel shoes?
Oh, well, I'll take my flat heels in the car. I just thought if we drive back into Rome for lunch, you know, then I'd be dressed up and I want to look decent, you know.
Oh, yeah, I suppose. Oh, say, maybe I could meet you for lunch. I got a business appointment at 10:30. I might be through.
Oh.
Huh?
Well, of course, dear. I mean, I don't know how long it takes to drive out there. It's quite a ways, you know, or how long it takes to get back. I mean, I just wouldn't have any idea, dear, you know.
What's the matter? Don't you want to meet me for lunch?
Yes, I just meant that it's hard to tell when you're sightseeing how long, you know.
Now, look, what's the matter with you?
I don't know what you mean.
What are you so nervous about?
Nervous?
Nervous. You know, I know what it is. We've been in Europe for weeks. Now we're flying home next Tuesday, and you've begun to worry about the baby and whether he'll remember you. Huh? Is that it?
Oh, you mind me. I guess so.
Yeah, I know you. Well, look, you just stop worrying. Of course, Bobby will remember you, for heaven's sake. Look, I'm going to shower and shave and be ready for breakfast in 20 minutes.
Well, I heard you up, so I got up, too.
Oh.
Did you finally tell him you've lost your passport?
No, I don't dare. And I hope he leaves early this morning. Mm-hmm. I've got to get down to the American Embassy as quickly as possible.
Ah, I think I'll have another cup of coffee and take it out on our balcony.
Oh, well, all right, dear. I thought you had a business appointment.
Oh, I got plenty of time. Look, you better wake Betsy up if she's going sightseeing with you. She's getting to be an old sleepyhead.
Yes, we will, dear.
Oh, good heavens, will he never leave?
I think you're making a big mistake not to tell him.
Aunt Effie, believe me, I know my husband. And the biggest mistake I could ever make in my life is to tell him I've lost my passport 4 days before we're supposed to fly home.
But maybe he could help you.
Help me? I think he divorced me. Now, don't talk like that.
If you know as well as I do that in the 3 months we've been in Europe, hardly a day has gone by that he hasn't said to me, whatever you do, don't lose your passport.
Yes, but it could happen to anybody.
Well, that's not the way he'd look at it, I can assure you. No, I'm going down to the American Embassy myself and find out what I have to do to get another.
But, dear, you said last night you heard it takes weeks sometimes to get one.
Why should it take weeks? I mean, I don't think the American Embassy could do that to me. I'm an American citizen. I have my rights, don't I?
Yes, of course. And you just demand your rights.
Yes. Point is, what are they?
What are what, dear?
What are my rights?
Oh. Well, I don't know. But you demand them anyway.
Yes, I certainly will. Oh, I've got to get down there early this morning.
Now, look, you sneak out the door, and I'll tell him you went marketing. Now, hurry. If it takes weeks to get a passport, you need every minute you can get.
Mrs. Piper?
Yes.
Yeah, come in, and sit down.
Thank you.
So, you've lost your passport, hmm?
Well, yes, I'm afraid so.
Well... That's a pretty kettle of fish, huh?
What? Oh, yes. I guess so. I feel terrible about it. I haven't even dared tell my husband he'd think I was worse than a scatterbrain. You know how men are.
Yes, I know how men are, being one myself. And I also know how women are, having a wife myself.
Well, I guess you men are right.
We women are sort of scatterbrained.
Well, now, as I tell my wife, Nancy, sometimes even being scatterbrained is rather charming.
Oh. Well, you're certainly very diplomatic about it, which is, I guess, why you're in an embassy.
Yes. Now, tell me, you've been in Europe how long?
Well, a little over 3 months. Now, we sailed from New York July 31st. We landed in Southampton, England.
Mm-hmm.
And we were in England about a month, in London and Stratford, and then on to Paris.
And at what hotel are you staying in Rome?
Well, we're not staying in a hotel. We sublet an apartment from a Mr. Watson and his wife. He's with my husband's company here in Rome, the APCO Export-Import Company, and we sublet their apartment while they're on vacation. They went up to Cannes on the French Riviera.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. It was beautiful up there. Now, when do you last remember having your passport?
In Naples, when we registered at the hotel. You know, you always have to show your passport. Last I remember seeing it.
Uh-huh.
Well, I feel terrible, and I'm sorry. My goodness, I hate to inconvenience you people getting me a new passport. I must say, you're being awfully nice about it. I'd rather expect...
Now, listen, by golly, I feel sorry for all you people who lose passports. Now, you can sit over there at the table, if you will, and fill out these four pages, and your notice will have to be done in triplicate.
Oh.
And I'll get you in to see Mr. Blodgett as soon as possible.
Mr. Blodgett?
Yes, well, he's the man you have to see. I'm just his secretary.
Oh. Oh, I... Is he nice, too?
Well, well, sure, but, well, look, let me give you a tip. Don't cry. He hates women's tears. Just answer his questions.
Oh, thank you. Yes. I'll try to remember.
Let me sit down, Mrs. Piper.
Thank you, Mr. Blodgett.
You have any idea where your passport was stolen, Mrs. Piper?
Stolen? My heavens, I never said it was stolen.
You carried your passport in your purse.
Yes.
And you've gone sightseeing wrong?
Yes.
You carried your purse when you went sightseeing?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, you state here, Mrs. Piper, that you're an American citizen by birth.
That's right. I don't know why you keep looking at me like that. It must be obvious that I'm an American citizen.
Why, Mrs. Piper?
Well, I mean, just the way I talk, for one thing. And I only speak English, and there's my driver's license from home and my woman's club card and... Oh, my goodness, even the labels in my clothes.
Mrs. Piper, all those things are very easy to get.
Well, if you're suggesting that I'm an international spy or something, I'm very flattered.
Not at all, Mrs. Piper. I'm quite sure you're what you say you are.
Well, I must say, I dislike your attitude. After all, I'm an American citizen and I have my rights. I certainly haven't done anything so awful. I lost my passport. Is that so terrible? You American embassies are supposed to represent American citizens abroad. I certainly think I should be able to come to you and have you issue me a new passport without all this. Don't you?
I do. You can, and we will. In due time.
In due time? I'm supposed to fly home soon.
You spoke of your rights as an American citizen. May I remind you that it is the duty of every American embassy to defend your rights? Your passport has disappeared. It might have been stolen from your purse. There are certain routine precautionary measures we take for your protection, Mrs. Piper. Your passport could be altered, the photograph changed, and some undesirable alien could gain illegal entry to your country. There are a great many things involved in losing your passport, Mrs. Piper, and we will do the best we can. But I can say with certainty that you will not be able to fly home Tuesday.
Oh, brother, this miserable cold and my sinuses.
Haven't you heard about Dristan? Dristan decongestant tablets not only help drain all 8 sinus cavities, critical areas of cold's infection, but circulating through the blood, Dristan reaches all congested areas. In one fast-acting, uncoated 3-layer tablet, Dristan, for the first time, combines a decongestant to shrink all swollen membranes, relieve pressure and pain, an exclusive anti-allergant to help keep breathing passages dry and clear, pain relievers to ease body aches, reduce fever, vitamin C to help build body resistance, This is Dristan. Today, Dristan is widely imitated, but the exclusive Dristan formula cannot be duplicated. For real relief from colds, misery, and sinus congestion, there is nothing, nothing like Dristan decongestant tablets.
Oh, here, dear. Take my hand. She's trying to stop crying. Betsy ought to be back in a minute. Alvin took her to buy some ice cream. You don't want her to see you crying.
Oh, child, I saw this first man, and he looked so nice, and I spent hours filling out thousands of questions. And look at you.
Yes.
And then this Mr.
Blunt. What did he say? You started to tell me.
Well, Betsy. Oh, well, he wound up saying, I can say with a certainty, Mrs. Piper, you will not fly home too soon.
Oh.
And I started to ask him when I would get a new passport. I was so upset I started to cry.
Well.
And apparently tears upset him, you know. So he got his secretary to cart me out. And, well, honestly, I bawled all the way home at the taxi.
Here, goodness, I've never seen you so upset.
Well, I don't know when I felt so upset. Well. I feel like such an idiot for losing my passport. I'm so mad at the embassy. Mm-hmm. Yet I suppose they are right. That nice Mr. Davis put me in the taxi and... He said I should come back to the embassy Monday morning early. I said, I just don't dare tell my husband. And he said, yeah, he said, if only you weren't leaving Tuesday. If only you had a few more days.
Yes.
Hello. Hey, where's everybody?
Oh, don't let him see me. You can go out in the living room, Aunt Effie, while I bathe my eyes. I don't want to tell him. I have to, you know.
Well. You got home early.
Yeah.
You didn't go to the Etruscan excavations after all.
Oh.
You thought maybe tomorrow, when you could go with us since it's Saturday.
Oh, look, Aunt Effie, I got some bad news.
Hmm?
We won't be flying home Tuesday. Some new business deal's coming up. Maybe here another week.
Oh.
We are going home Tuesday. We're staying longer.
Oh, for Pete's sake, don't tell her like that.
Hmm?
She'll be heartbroken. She's been looking forward to getting home to see the baby.
What did you say? Oh, my heavens, is it true?
No. Now, honey, now don't cry, darling. What's the matter with you, Anne?
I'm terribly sorry. I'm really, Anne. I didn't mean to break the bad news that way. Only a few days more, dear, and you'll see Bobby. But,
oh, yes. Oh, my little boy.
No, sweetheart. Look, only a few more days, darling, and we'll be going home there. Now, look, I know. I know you're tired. I know it's a disappointment, but... Try to cheer up and make the best of it, huh?
I will.
Yeah.
I sure will make the best. I'll force myself to cheer up.
That's my girl.
What makes a newsman? The most important of all, keen news sense. What makes a Lowell Thomas? Keen news sense plus colorful reporting flair, plus intimate acquaintance with most scenes where news is made. World traveler Lowell Thomas, raconteur Lowell Thomas, keen newsman Lowell Thomas. All three are heard 5 times every week on CBS Radio. Monday through Friday evening, hear Lowell Thomas reporting the news, a prime product from CBS News on CBS Radio. The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce, with Margaret Hamilton, Nelson Olmsted, and Louis Van Ruten, and is produced by Walter Hart.
This was an original old radio broadcast, presented by Radio of Yesteryear. Carol Hart, thank you.